I'm James Baumgartner, and this is Artscape. In a few minutes, we'll hear from four artists who share their perspectives on the midterm election. But first, the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company is performing on Friday night at the Vets as part of a residency produced by FirstWorks and the Brown Arts Institute. The performance is called What Problem? In a preview video, you can see the performers on a mostly bare stage with occasional pools of light to define the space. They move and dance, sometimes with each other, sometimes against each other. They stop to speak and to react to the sounds and motions around them. I talked with Kathleen Pletcher, Executive Artistic Director of FirstWorks, about the themes of the production.
I think we see how the tension between community and isolation and the desire to define the we, to forge the we, is present in a few different ways. One is just structurally. The piece starts with a single performer. Part two is 10 performers. And part three is what is the whole company, which is the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company, and the over 20 community participants who have been really carefully selected to represent a breadth of our community from age 16 to over 70.
The inclusion of community members in this performance is something that really struck me when reading about it. What will the community members be doing?
Really what Bill calls body-based movement. So they're showing up with their bodies. Bill T. Jones says there's wisdom in the body, and they are also speaking. And so in what these community participants felt they had to say, representing their community, and what they will say on stage is just really important. And the defining the we, the using texts from Melville and the character of Pip in Moby Dick, using Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, and saying, we the people, who, what is we, especially now, especially, you know, several years after the genesis, the inspiration for Bill to create this piece, that question is more burning than ever. So in the live performance, you feel it so viscerally because there is movement, there is music, there is interaction.
FirstWorks and the Brown Arts Institute are hosting a town hall discussion on Saturday, the morning after the performance.
Which is something we've done a number of times with some beautiful success. It's success being that people are talking to each other. They aren't simply asking the artist a question, but they're bringing what the work brought up to them about their lives and sharing. You know, there's reading, there's seeing, there's experiencing, there's hanging out with your friends. I think all of those things, staying for an after conversation, the questions you ask on the ride home, I think all of those things are part of what this project means to do.
Those conversations that happen on the ride home, those conversations that happen 3 days later are always, that's how you know you saw something really great. Have you heard from the community members who are participating what they are enjoying the most about this?
You know, I think the questions I've been most interested in is how this touches your work. What do you hope to get from being a member of this ensemble, but in thinking about the project is also, FirstWorks has an arts education program. So Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company are working with young people across the community. And they're in schools, students are coming to them, and that is just a really important part of both producing the project, but that idea of students and their families experiencing the work, being able to talk to the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company in person, being able to move with them in their schools and then be at the performance is the live performance is like the tip of the iceberg.
You can see the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company performing What Problem at the Vets Friday night at 7:30, and there will be a town hall conversation on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Granoff Center at Brown. You can find all the information at firstworks.org. With the election just next week, we asked artists how the arts can help us understand the political moment we're in right now. Josh Short, artistic director of the Wilbury Theater Group, emphasized how the arts can be a framework and a lens for understanding today.
The stories that we tell can create empathy, understanding, and opportunities for compassion in ways that quote-unquote politics often forgets. And while the stories we choose to tell and lift up may reflect the anxieties of society as a whole, they also provide us with an incredible opportunity to challenge and inspire our audiences to imagine new ways forward.
Allison Newsom makes sculptures that capture rainwater and stormwater runoff and help to clean it. She creates her works as a place to offer peace, solitude, and solace. She said the feeling of being overwhelmed by the events of the world reminded her of an old Saturday Night Live sketch.
It's like if you owe your bookie $1,000, you're like, okay, I've got to pay this. But if you owe your bookie $1 million, you're like, oh, I guess I'm just going to die. And I think a lot of people just feel it's futile. But where the artists can come in, or the arts, is through creative messaging, through actual examples.
Tony Estrella, artistic director at the GAM Theater, sees freedom of speech and expression as under threat.
Book banners, language police, and ideologues of all stripes have significant political capital right now. An engaged electorate should vote them into the dustbin. And that, of course, requires candidates who don't succumb to fashionable orthodoxies in search of short-term political gain. Because beyond First Amendment legal protections, we need a thriving free speech culture. Without it, the arts are impotent, science endangered, and our whole culture impoverished. And the rest is silence.
Tina Kane is the poet laureate of Rhode Island. She told us about voting in the primary election earlier this year.
And when the volunteer handed me my ballot and thanked me for coming down, I joked, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. And he laughed, and that's the truth, he said. And in my opinion, voting is the least each of us can do. It's literally the bare minimum when it comes to maintaining and protecting our representative democracy. And as a woman, I won't ever take for granted my hard-won right to cast a ballot. And the sweep of global history and even very recent developments in our country should tell us that none of us should take any of our rights for granted.
For the Public's Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.